Okay, welcome back. We're here. We're broadcasting live from Spain, central Spain. We believe we're going to have snow any day now. Of course, if you're listening from Britain, you already have it. Poor things. But we are going to have it as well here in Spain. The problem is, I'm looking out the window right now, it's raining. It's. I don't think rain is really... If you're hoping to get snow, I don't think rain is quite the ticket, is it? Quite frankly, I don't think it's going to stick very much. I'm looking outside and the mop bucket is half filled with water. So we seem to have quite a lot of rain at the moment. I'm also looking at... I've got a badminton set of rackets, or whatever you call them, that I've got hanging up getting wet in the rain. I've never used them. I bought them in one of these pound shop things over here. I've never used it. So... I don't think it's quite the weather for doing sports on the patio, but anyway, I was speaking before about the wonders of the BBC press office. It's like a sort of box of delight. You sort of open it and the light comes out. It's amazing. It really is. And I want to sort of use my time. You may have noticed I'm getting very excited about going back to Liverpool for Christmas and everything, and watching all the programmes, and half the fun for me is, you know, my mum always buys me, even today at my age, my mum always buys me a copy of the Christmas edition of the Radio Times so I can find out what's going on. But I normally have to wait until then. And I've discovered the wonders of the press office. It gives you all the information in advance, which is great. So I'm quite excited by this. I hope you are too. If you're not, then I'm sorry, but I just can't hold in my excitement any longer. So I'm going through sort of this week, which is week 48, to find out, and so I can tell you of all the interesting things which are happening across all the BBC's different networks, the radio, the television, and everything. And I have to be honest, I don't get to watch any BBC television over here because the iPlayer thing doesn't work over here, and there are rumours about in the future they may bring out, in fact they will bring out, an international version. You will have to pay for it. At the moment you can use the radio part of it for free, but I'd be more than happy to pay for my TV license, as long as you know, that there's a way that, you know, you sort of get your own password or something, and other people can't sort of use it. I'd hate the idea that I'm sort of paying for it and then my next door neighbor's getting it for free or something. So if there's a way you can sort of devise the technology bit of it so that I'm assigned my unique password or whatever, I would be more than happy. I would be, you know, I think paying for the BBC would be a privilege. So let's, and they've been talking a lot about that on BBC Radio 4's feedback programme. So if you're interested in this sort of field or area, the idea, the sort of hypothesis of, you know, charging people outside the UK for using the BBC services, I think it's quite an interesting issue. And there are a lot of people who have been writing into feedback saying, yes, I'm more than happy to pay. The problem really is the fact that there's a perception that because at the moment a lot of the BBC programmes are free, there is a problem trying to sort of find a model. I think it might be a nice idea to sort of stick adverts on the podcasts. So, for instance, if one of the programmes from the radio at the moment, maybe you get 23 minutes a week or something, well, why not 60 minutes a day? And just sort of fill it out with lots of adverts for BBC products. I'd be quite happy to listen to, you know, someone, Stephen Fry, come on and talk for 10 minutes about the brand new Blackadder DVD box set or something. I'd be, you know, more than happy to hear that. So why can't we do that? Have more sort of guests on the programmes who are plugging BBC products rather than plugging the latest record or whatever, sort of, you know, which obviously the BBC does not benefit from. So there's an idea there. If people are listening, maybe you can pass that on to the people in charge.